Kathleen Pearl, Sacrifice of Fire, Part 3. Let us look at Ezekiel 38, verse 17 through verse 23. Thus says the Lord God, art thou he of whom I have spoken in old time by my servants, the prophets of Israel, which prophesied in those days many years, that I would bring you against them? And it shall come to pass at the same time, when Gog shall come against thee in the land of Israel, says the Lord God, that my fury shall come up in my face. For in my jealousy and in the fire of my wrath have I spoken. Surely in that day there shall be a great shaking in the land of Israel, so that the fishes of the sea and the fowls of the heaven and the beasts of the field and all creeping things that creep upon the earth and all the men that are upon the face of the earth shall shake at my presence. And the mountains shall be thrown down and the steep places shall fall. Every wall shall fall to the ground. And I will call for a sword against him throughout all my mountains, says the Lord God. Every man's sword shall be against his brother. And I will plead against him with pestilence and with blood. And I will rain upon him and upon his bands and upon the many people that are with him an overflowing rain and great hailstones, fire and brimstone. Thus will I magnify myself and sanctify myself, and I will be known in the eyes of many nations, and they shall know that I am the Lord. In this passage of Ezekiel 38, God is saying that he is bringing his rain of fire and hailstones and brimstone upon the land, upon Gog. And it is because of his jealousy and the fire of my wrath. Let's look at Ezekiel 39:6. And I will send a fire on Magog and on them that dwell carelessly in the isles. And they shall know that I am the Lord. So will I make my holy name known in the midst of my people Israel. And I will not let them pollute my holy name anymore. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord, the Holy One in Israel. Now, in Ezekiel, earlier in Ezekiel 36, let me go there just a moment. The Lord has declared that he will sanctify his name in his people when he has brought them back out of all the nations back to the land of Israel. And then in Ezekiel 39, here Gog and Magog are pursuing Israel, and God in his fury will deal, and jealousy will deal with the nations and magnify and sanctify himself and be known that he is the Lord. Let's look at Obadiah 1:17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness. And the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. And the house of Jacob shall be a fire. And the house of Joseph a flame. And the house of Esau for stubble. And they shall kindle in them and devour them. And there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord has spoken it. Nothing. Good, gone. Bye. History. Finito, benito. And they of the south shall possess the mountain of Esau, and they of the plain of the Philistines, and they shall possess the fields of Ephraim, and the fields of Samaria and Benjamin, and shall possess Gilead. And the captivity of this host of the children of Israel shall possess that of the Canaanites, even unto Zarephath. And the captivity of Jerusalem, which is in Sepharad, shall possess the cities of the south, and saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. This is a snapshot, a kaleidoscopic snapshot, excuse me, of the day of the Lord and how it will play out.